The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 28th of October, 2008. Harvard University was founded on this day, 1636, Cambridge, Massachusetts, just 16 years after the Pilgrims arrived in Plymouth. It's the birthday of the poet John Hollander, New York City, 1929. His newest book, A Draft of Light, published this year. John Hollander, who said, "I want my poems to be wiser than I am, to know more about themselves than I do." It's the birthday of Evelyn Waugh, born in London, 1903, author of Bride's Head Revisited and Decline and Fall. And it's the birthday of Bill Gates, 1955, in Seattle. When he was in the eighth grade, the Mother's Club had a rummage sale, used the money to buy computer equipment for the school, and Gates and his friend Paul Allen got swept up in the excitement of computers. The two of them wrote a 300-page manual when they were still teenagers, moved to Albuquerque, and started Microsoft there in 1975. Here's a poem for today by Christine Ryan entitled Tuning. I try to tune out the boom, boom, boom from the shooting range 2 miles from my house, and think of the people who live next door to the targets, or in the din of London and Berlin, where nightingales now sing 14 decibels louder to be heard by mates, quintupling the pressure in their lungs. I've never heard a nightingale, but I know noise came from nausea, and bullseye names the goal for some blurry desire. Bullseye is a band in Norway playing gung-ho rock and roll, like the kid down the street whose car speakers rumble through his closed windows and mine, drums pummeling our insides. If I told him I once hiked among redwoods, heard ghostly calls in the stillness, branches somewhere in the canopy sky moaning as they swayed, would he say, "Cool," or "whatever," the way my sons have mumbled it, intending that I shouldn't or maybe should hear all talk, target, practice, ricochet and sachet, headache and heartache, duck and cover. In a fable, Lion realizes too late his vulnerability, the tunnel of his ear, tiny mosquito zooming in. Out beyond Pluto, Voyager's golden disc offers mud pots, thunder, footsteps, a Brandenburg concerto, and Johnny Be Good. Was the very first song a hum or a shout, laughter or weeping? When my friend at 40 praised her cochlear implants, she complained about work, the ringing office phones. How do people concentrate? I consider her vacations windsurfing, rock climbing, marathons. How different now that she hears each splash and scrape, the huh of heavy exhalation. I wish I could adorn my ears the way warriors in India did, with metallic green beetle wings and iridescent clacking and tinkling at the feast of courage. Imagine if we could hear bread rising, dew forming, the budding of raspberries, the tear of a cocoon, a minnow's pulse, our own cells growing, dying. When my husband kisses my ear, I love the swoosh, the quiver, his breath, sand driven by wind, my whispered name. Tuning, a poem by Christine Ryan, from her collection Wild Flight, published by Texas Tech University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Katrina Chikala and our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Help keep our podcasts and streaming free. Your gift right now will help pay for this service. Contribute by October 31st, 2008. Go to thewritersalmanac.org/contribute. Thank you.